Abraham, Father of the Faithful. Accompanying this article is artwork depicting Abraham, the Father of the Faithful. In the Old Testament, Abraham is regarded as the head of the covenant line, which is personified in the house of Israel. He is often called the Father of the Faithful. Abraham received the gospel through baptism, or the covenant of salvation. The higher priesthood was conferred upon him, and he entered into celestial marriage, the covenant of exaltation, gaining assurance that he would have eternal increase. He received a promise that these same blessings would be offered to his mortal posterity. The divine promises to Abraham assured that Christ would come through his lineage and that Abraham's posterity would receive certain lands as an eternal inheritance. These promises are called the Abrahamic Covenant. Heavenly Father's children who are of non-Israelite lineage can be adopted into the house of Israel, becoming heirs of the covenant and the seed of Abraham through the ordinances of the gospel. See Bible Dictionary Abraham 601 and Abraham Covenant of 602. Artwork. An Angel Saves Abraham by Dale Parson. And it came to pass that the priests laid violence upon me, that they might slay me. And as they lifted up their hands upon me, that they might offer me up and take away my life, behold, I lifted up my voice unto the Lord my God. And the Lord hearkened and heard, and the angel of his presence stood by me, and immediately unloosed my bands. Abraham, chapter 1, verses 12 and 15. The Lord Appearing Unto Abraham by Keith Larson. In answer to Abraham's prayer, the Lord appeared unto him and said, Arise, for I have purposed to take thee away out of Haran, and to make of thee a minister to bear my name in a strange land, which I will give unto thy seed after thee for an everlasting possession, when they hearken to my voice. My name is Jehovah, and I know the end from the beginning. Therefore my hand shall be over thee. Abraham chapter 2, verses 6 and 8. Melchizedek Blesses Abram by Walter Rain. After Abraham rescued his brother's son, he was met by Melchizedek at the valley of Shavah. And Melchizedek blessed him and said, Blessed be Abram of the Most High God, possessor of heaven and earth. And blessed be the Most High God, which hath delivered thine enemies into thy hand. And Abraham gave him tithes of all. Genesis chapter 14, verses 19 through 20. Hagar and Ishmael Expelled by George Soper. During a feast in Isaac's honor, Sarah saw the son of Hagar, Ishmael, mocking. Wherefore she said unto Abraham, Cast out this bondwoman and her son. And God said unto Abraham, Let it not be grievous in thy sight. Of the son of the bondwoman will I make a nation, because he is thy seed. And Abraham rose up early in the morning, and took bread and a bottle of water, and gave it unto Hagar, putting it on her shoulder and the child, and sent her away. Genesis chapter 21, verses 9 through 10, and verses 12 through 14. Isaac and Family by Griffith Foxley. And the Lord visited Sarah as he had said, and the Lord did unto Sarah as he had spoken. For Sarah conceived and bare Abraham, a son in his old age. And Abraham called the name of his son Isaac. And Abraham was 100 years old when his son Isaac was born unto him. And the child grew and was weaned. And Abraham made a great feast the same day that Isaac was weaned. Genesis chapter 21, verses 1 through 2, verses 5 and 8. Abraham and Isaac by William Whitaker. And God said, Sarah thy wife shall bear thee a son indeed, and thou shalt call his name Isaac, and I will establish my covenant with him for an everlasting covenant, and with his seed after him. Genesis chapter 17, verse 19. Abraham taking Isaac to be sacrificed by Dale Parson. And it came to pass after these things that God said unto Abraham, Take now thy son, thine only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering. And Abraham rose up early in the morning and saddled his ass, and took Isaac his son, and went unto the place of which God had told him. And Abraham stretched forth his hand, and took the knife to slay his son. And the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven, and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, Here am I. And he said, Lay not thine hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him. For now I know that thou fearest God, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, from me. Genesis chapter 22, verses 1 through 3, and verses 10 through 12. Rebekah at the Well by Michael Diaz. Abraham's servant, who was charged with choosing a wife for Isaac, prayed unto the Lord for guidance. And it came to pass, before he had done speaking, that, behold, Rebekah came out. And the damsel was very fair to look upon, and she went down to the well, and filled her pitcher, and came up. And the servant said, Let me, I pray thee, drink a little water of thy pitcher. And she said, Drink, my lord. And she hasted, and let down her pitcher upon her hand, and gave him drink. And he said, Blessed be the Lord God of my master Abraham, who hath not left destitute my master of his mercy and his truth. I, being in the way, the Lord led me. Genesis chapter 24, verses 15 through 18, and verse 27. Isaac blessing Jacob by Gustave Doré. Rebekah, mother of twin sons Esau and Jacob, helped Jacob prepare to receive the birthright blessing that Esau esteemed so lightly. See Genesis chapter 25, verses 29 through 34. Isaac, in poor health and with failing eyesight, blessed Jacob in Esau's place. And it came to pass, as soon as Isaac had made an end of blessing Jacob, and Jacob was yet scarce gone out, that Esau his brother came in from his hunting. And Isaac said, Thy brother came with subtlety, and hath taken away thy blessing. Genesis chapter 27, verse 30 and verse 35. Jacob blessing Joseph by Harry Anderson. In the blessing given to his son Joseph, Jacob said, Joseph is a fruitful bough, even a fruitful bough by a well, whose branches run over the wall. The God of thy father shall help thee, and the Almighty shall bless thee with blessings of heaven above. Genesis chapter 49, verse 22 and verse 25. Israel blesses Ephraim with a birthright by Keith Larson. When Jacob blessed Joseph's two sons, Joseph brought Manasseh, his firstborn, to Jacob's right, and Ephraim, the secondborn, to Jacob's left. And Israel, Jacob, stretched out his right hand and laid it upon Ephraim's head, who was the younger, and his left upon Manasseh's head, guiding his hands wittingly, for Manasseh was the firstborn. And when Joseph saw that his father laid his right hand upon the head of Ephraim, he held up his father's hand to remove it from Ephraim's head unto Manasseh's head. And Joseph said, Not so, my father, for this is the firstborn. And his father refused and said, I know it, my son, I know it. He also shall become a people, and he also shall be great. But truly his younger brother shall be greater than he. Genesis chapter 48, verse 14 and verses 17 through 19. Sidebar accompanying this article, the family of Abraham. On the top we have Abraham, Abram, Sarah, Sariah. Abraham married Sarah. See Genesis chapter 11, verse 29. Through Hagar, Sarah's handmaiden, Abraham fathered Ishmael. See Genesis chapter 16, verse 15. After Sarah's death, Abraham married Keturah, through whom he had six children, named in Genesis chapter 25, verses 1 through 2. We now have Isaac, Rebekah. Isaac married Rebekah. See Genesis chapter 25, verses 20 through 26. Isaac, see Genesis chapter 18, verses 1 through 14, chapter 21, verses 1 through 3. Rebekah, see Genesis chapter 22, verse 23. Esau sold his birthright to Jacob. See Genesis chapter 25, verses 29 through 34. Jacob, Israel, father of the 12 tribes of Israel. See Genesis chapter 32, verses 27 through 28. Then we have Leah. See Genesis chapter 29, verses 30 through 35, and Genesis chapter 30, verses 17 through 21. And her sons, and Jacob's sons, Reuben, Simeon, Levi, Judah, Issachar, Zebulun, Dinah. Then we have Rachel, another wife to Jacob. See Genesis chapter 30, verses 22 through 24. See Genesis chapter 35, verses 16 through 18. And they begat Joseph and Benjamin. And through Joseph, we have Manasseh and Ephraim. Manasseh, see Genesis chapter 41, verses 50 through 52. And that goes through Lehi's lineage. See Alma chapter 10, verse 3. Ephraim, the birthright tribe. See Genesis chapter 48. Ishmael's lineage. See Deseret News Weekly, August 8, 1882, page 1. Bilhah, Rachel's handmaiden. See Genesis chapter 30, verses 4 through 8. And she bore Dan and Naphtali. Then we have Zilpah, Leah's handmaiden. See Genesis chapter 30, verses 9 through 13. And she bore Gad and Asher. End of the family of Abraham sidebar and chart. End of the article, Abraham, Father of the Faithful.